Hello and welcome to A Daily Purpose Bible Study and Devotional, a podcast by Our Given Purpose. I am Tori, your host. Please take a moment to share this podcast with a friend and let others know they can find A Daily Purpose on all major podcasting platforms and on YouTube. If you haven't noticed, we have taken the Bible reading portion and made that a separate podcast just for you. So please be on the lookout on YouTube exclusively for the daily Bible reading, which will have a portion of the assigned passages. Now, if you have your Bibles, let us open today's session with a portion of the assigned reading. Turn with me to Psalms chapter 84, and let's read it in its entirety. Psalms 84. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts! My soul, my life, my inner self longs for and greatly desires the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The bird has found a house and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed and greatly favored are those who dwell in your house and your presence. They will be singing your praises all the day long, Selah. Blessed and greatly favored is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion. Passing through the valley of the weeping, they make it a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. Each of them appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob, Selah. See our shield, O God, and look at the face of your anointed, the King, as your representative. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand as a doorkeeper at the threshold of the house of my God than to live at ease in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, how blessed and greatly favored is the man who trusts in you, believing in you, relying on you, and committing himself to you with confident hope and expectation. Psalm chapter 84, verses 1 through 12, Amplified Bible. Dear friends, I have two guiding passages for our devotional today. The first, Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 5. The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and disgrace themselves. Let's turn our attention to hear what I received from today's assigned passages. Undone by founding writer Tori Slaughter. Psalm 84 is a beautiful song of longing for God's presence and a desire to worship him. It is a psalm that expresses the writer's deep longing for the courts of the Lord and the joy of being in his presence. The psalmist writes, in verse 2, my soul longs, yet faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. The writer describes the beauty of the temple and how blessed are those who dwell in it, for they are continually praising God. He writes in verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. The psalmist's desire for worship is not just a desire for an experience, but a desire to be in God's presence, to dwell in the house of the Lord and to be close to him. The psalmist also recognizes the blessings that come from being in God's presence. And he writes in verse 10, For a day in your court is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Being in God's presence brings a joy and peace that cannot be found anywhere else. Now, as believers, we too should have a deep desire to worship God and to be in His presence. Our longing should not just be for the experience of worship, but for a deeper connection with God. We should strive to be in His presence continually, seeking after Him in prayer, reading His word, and worshiping Him with all our hearts. In Psalm 84, we see the psalmist's desire to be in God's presence and to worship Him. We see his recognition of the blessings that come from being close to God. As we read and meditate on this psalm, let us be inspired to deepen our desire for worship and our longing for God's presence. May we seek after Him with all our hearts and find joy and peace in His presence. I've often heard the phrase and have used it that worship is our warfare. Worship is our warfare. I want to caution you, dear believers, that you must remember that worship is also our intimacy with God. Worship is intimacy with Jesus. Now, I understand that there may be times where we need that worship music. We need that song. We need to hear, "For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere." I have those moments. Oh my goodness. However, it should not always just be used to confound the enemy and to set emotions at bay and to almost self-soothe in a way. Even though that's good, I'm not saying it's bad. That's a good thing. But it should not be our only go-to method of worship. The only time when we are worshiping is when we are warring, and that is not creating an intimate relationship with God. That is not seeking Jesus in a level or in a spiritual, mature realm of being authentic before Him. Because then we're only worshiping because of our feelings and because we are feeling attacked, or we may be feeling depressed, or we may be feeling that spirit of heaviness on us. And yes, we need to worship. We need to worship even harder then. But we also need to worship when things are just going well. We need to worship and love on our God when things are just 70 degrees and sunny with a light breeze and the birds chirping. We need to worship our Lord then too. We need to worship Him when we see someone and we give a smile. We need to worship Him when we are in traffic and things just don't seem to be moving an inch at all. We can worship Him and find that joy and that peace, because as we do, that joy of the Lord, that joy, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that no matter what you're going through, no matter what the world is doing and whirling around you, that you have such a peace about you because you're worshiping God and you've learned to worship Him not only to battle, but for intimacy, for love, for comfort, for joy. It's almost as if coming home, taking off your shoes, snuggling into your sofa, and just reclining back in the arms of Jesus. It does feel like that, and it can. It's not always a fight. It's not always a battle. And we don't have to make it as such. And here's why. Worship, the desire to be worshiped, it is what got Satan, Lucifer, kicked out of heaven, because he knew he was going to have to serve and worship Jesus. And he grew jealous. His envy and desire to seize autonomy and have others worship him is the evil and why God cast him down, falling like a bolt of lightning. I pray in your mighty name right now that we never allow the battles that belong to you to become our sole focus and forget to worship you with our whole hearts. Dear Jesus, let us become undone in worship of you, Heavenly Father, that we shake loose pride, fear, arrogance, and any other thing that is not of you. Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit so that our worship is pleasing to you. You are the giver of immortal gladness, driving the darkness of sin and doubt away. Help us to maintain a healthy attitude and a humble posture so that all that we are worships you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Undone by founding writer Tori Slaughter. One of the greatest joys of studying the Bible is the opportunity to share our insights with others. As we journey through the Bible in a year, you can join us on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app for an uplifting message, Bible reading, motivation, and create discipline. These devotionals offer the perfect chance to initiate a conversation about God's Word. For more ministry resources, please visit OurGivenPurpose.com. We are deeply grateful to all those who support our ministry and podcast. Your donations allow us to provide this valuable content. We would be honored to have you as part of the Our Given Purpose family. If you feel led to contribute financially and become part of the Our Given Purpose ministry through a one-time or monthly contribution, you will help us spread God's message and connect with people all over the world. Remember, you have seeds to sprinkle, and don't lose sight of the ones falling on you. Where will they grow? By the road, in shallow soil, in the thickets? Or will they find a home in good soil to flourish and produce a good work? What God has begun in you, He will complete. Have faith and be bold. Thank you for listening to today's devotional. Please visit OurGivenPurpose.com to get on our mailing list, connect with our contributing writers, partner with Our Given Purpose, and of course, share. Share this podcast with a friend right now.